Ziad Naufal on Radio Lebanon 96.2.
Dear listeners, you are tuned in to Radio Lebanon, broadcasting from Beirut on 96.2 FM. I hope you are all doing fine and that you have your ears pricked up for some fine tunes, courtesy of young and sometimes older bands and musicians operating from Beirut and other areas of Lebanon. No particular style or movement will be focused on during these 80 minutes or so, but rather, I'm going to do my best to present you with a sampler of what's been going on in our strange city for the past few years. First up, a band called AEX, a track from 2005 called Magnet. Our first track tonight was by Lebanese electronica band AEX, two young boys who have come together as a musical entity in the late 1990s. They record under different pseudonyms, of which we'll hear more later. AEX is their dance floor incarnation, the one you'll be most likely to catch performing live every other month in Beirut's up-and-coming Basement Club. Here's another duo called Lumi, made up of a boy and a girl, respectively Mark on guitars and keyboards, and Mayalin, an incredible cross between Miss Kitten Peach and Yoko Ono in her most thrashed out moments on vocal, the song She Said I Thought I Knew.
They say I'm not allowed to taste it more than one second time, must be one second time, must be
Ziad Nawfal, Radio Lebanon 96.2.
Rock, bitch. punk rock bitch. Fashion victim. Emotions on hold. Mental disorders. Passions untold. Punk rock bitch. Fashion victim. Emotions on hold. Mental disorders. Passions untold. Punk rock bitch.
Electro clash sounds from White Trash Bubble Gum, a one-man band led by Lebanese sound engineer, drummer, and composer Nabil Saliba. Both of the tracks we just heard appear on the fabulous Lebanese Underground compilation released by local label Moose Records back in January 2006. Nabil Saliba, Mr. White Trash Bubblegum, appears twice on this compilation. Here he is now with his main band, The New Government, and their first single from 2005, Aphrodisiac Trip.
To see my
A band very much under the influence of Joy Division, The Cure, and other like-minded British bands from the 80s. This was Soft Panic, whose first EP, Safer in the Fridge, was released in Europe and Lebanon in 2005. The band is made up of two Lebanese and two French musicians. Lyrics to the six songs are by Wissam Hajjaj, the band's singer and rhythm guitar player. Next up, April Ash, whose range of influences is more attuned to the British prog-rock movement of the 70s. Their first album, Home, was released in 2003 by La Ceretec Productions. La Ceretec, who also doubled as an independent record store operating from Beirut. Back to April Ash, the song is called A New Day.
Yeah.
Ziad Nawfal on Radio Lebanon 96.2.
They are by far one of the most interesting rock bands operating in Beirut today. Scrambled Eggs have already released 3 self-produced albums and appeared on the soundtrack to the Lebanese hit movie A Perfect Day. The track we just heard is called Johnny Antichrist and is the band's homage to Johnny Rotten, singer of British punk band The Sex Pistols. Another homage to The Sex Pistols, and more specifically to their infamous bass player Sid Vicious, this time by the brain behind the Scrambled Eggs, Sherbel Heber. Sherbel's solo project is called La Chambre, probably due to the fact that he composes these songs alone in his room in the company of his computer. Here is the track Sid and Nancy.
Ne te parle de temps.
Earlier in the program, I played a track by AEX, an electronica duo made up of Jawad and Victor, two young Lebanese composers very much in awe to early Aphex Twin and Venetian snare sounds. The track we just heard comes from their more cerebral incarnation, Exequio. These guys' first album proper should be released early in 2007, courtesy of an independent label operating in New York City. Back to more rock-oriented sounds with Blend, while the Scrambled Eggs' main influence lies with Sonic Youth's early albums. Blend remained very much inspired by the sounds of Alice in Chains and the Tea Party. They are the first Lebanese band with an album released by a major company. EMI Records produced and released the band's Act 1 in 2004. The album is characterized by powerful vocals from Jad Said, and here he is at his best on one of his own compositions, Ink.